to Tango Mobile.
Good job doing, Rusty. In 0TR.
Getting ready to get back on 85 and head north towards my road 290 and then go find me something to eat. Because I'm starting to get hungry.
Sound like a plan. I just, we just ate our donuts and a cup of coffee. Bernice went outside to water her cucumbers, and she's feeling okay, so that went well.
85, so I was, and I also was starting to get me a drink, so I figured I'd finish both before I picked her microphone up again. Yeah, that was, those are three big warehouse-type buildings is what they are. They've got spaces for a little bit of office space in it for maybe about 10 occupants maximum is what I estimate because I couldn't get into any of the buildings. Of course, I was not supposed to go in them. These are strictly an exterior. And, I mean, there's not even a really a street address for any of these. They give you a street address, but the buildings are numbered different, and 101, 201, and 301. So, I mean, you can't figure out what a street address is for it.
Andy, what kind of units were they?
Warehouse-type buildings, you know, that they're building all over the place, a big old warehouse with lots of loading docks. And between the three buildings, they had about 240 parking spaces, and each building had about either 20 to 30 loading docks on the back of them. And I think the smallest building had 20, and the largest one had something like 35, something like that. They had a bunch.
Well, what do you do? Just take pictures of them and note it to your employer?
All sides of all three of the buildings. And then I also answered all the questions that I could answer. And I couldn't tell what kind of construction. This is what they call concrete tip-up construction, where they put those big slabs of concrete to make up the walls of the buildings and join them together. So that's what all of these are. Can't tell what the roof is other than the fact that it's flat. Cannot see the construction of it. It's exterior only. I'm just talking about the spot, the place, and the area around it. And that's all I can do. I've done my part. It took about 45 minutes because the three buildings are not close together. They're not like in walking distance. You had to drive between each one of them.
Well, you earned your money today, especially having to drive quite a ways. Oh, I just sent in and ordered me a new pair of tennis shoes, $139, and I had a discount coupon for $8, so that helped out. But with my foot being the way it is, I wear out a pair of shoes about every 3 or 4 months.
That's one of those things. Of course, you can take the expense for those shoes off your taxes because that's a health thing that you got to have. So, you know, every time you buy one of those, that's another tax deduction.
That amount to a lot. Well, I see the mailman just come, and Gunsmoke's just coming on. So, I guess I'll run out, get the mail, see what's in it. And then I'm expecting a package from HRO. It might be it'll be UPS. Just a couple of lightning arrestor fuses. And I think 3 PL-259s. I just thought I'd add them in there.
Pay the shipping on it. You might as well add a little bit more to it because it probably won't cost any more to have that one package shipped. And I gotta look for me a new antenna to go on top of this car. This one is the condition of it's getting worse, and my reception and transmission on it is getting worse. And there's nothing because I've got this is kind of a I had the base and I put a different a different whip on it because that's what I had. And the combination of all of this is just not working out, so I'm going to have to look for me, see about ordering me a new antenna here soon, and I'll probably order it from HRO myself.
The one on the car is pretty standard length. and it's a trunk mount, but I know you can't use that, but the one on the truck, it's not that tall at all, and it's real durable and got a heck of a magnet on. I can't tell you what the brand is unless I go look. It's dual band, and I never use 440 anyways, or haven't, and it really does a nice job. I had to have it a little bit shorter because you pull in the carport and the other one would rub, and I don't like that.
Well, that's like me going to doctor's visits and down to the hospital and places I have to go in parking garages and things where this antenna gets beaten up by the, you know, the dividers as you go in these parking garages. So that's probably not helped the matter anyway. So, and making the trips over to Greenville the number of times I have in the last several weeks to the parking garages and things like that. So, you know, I'm going to have to, like I said, this one has been beat up pretty good. So I'm going to look for me a new one. And I'm going under Woodruff Road here on 85 northbound.
Out there this time of day. I just hate I-85, but sometimes it just can't be avoided.
But where I was going, in other words, I intersected from 85 to 185 and got off at the next exit, which was Highway 25, and then made two rights to get down to where the place is. And like I said, these three buildings are out there. There's nothing else out on this road except there's an 84 lumber when you make a turn right around the road before you cross the railroad tracks. And then, you know, that's everything. It's all industrial out that way. 84 lumber's out there. There's several other construction sites and everything else that but it's all industrial out in that whole area out there.
Boy, I just brought up the news on the computer while I was sitting here. It says, exit stage left. It says, Kamala Harris could replace Biden as Democrats scramble to find a backup plan. Oh, my God. You don't need to comment on that.
What I could comment would not go over this radio. There's things about illegal things about what you can say on and off the air. And what my thoughts were, it would definitely be illegal on the air, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's why I said you didn't need to comment, because I feel exactly the same way. Good God Almighty. What are we coming to? Well, I better go out and get the mail, because I think I might have some medicine in there, and I don't want it to cook. I got 83 degrees here right now, Rusty, and southwest wind at about 7.
85 degrees out here on 85, and I'm getting ready to go under the Pelham Road exit and go by this way. Now I've run into a bit of traffic here, but before I got to here, it was moving pretty good. This is still moving good, but it's got a little bit heavier than what it was back before where I got on at Whitehorse Road, because that's where I got on back on the interstate. I didn't want to get back on 185 and then figure out how to get onto 85 from there. It was kind of convoluted looking at the exit and all around there. So anyway, but I am cruising along.
Be careful out there, and I'll catch you down the line. W2T in 0TR73.
All right, Tom, catch you later. 73 W2T Mobile.